Meister Sheni Perk Bays Mishnah Gimel Tilton Shal Meister Sheni So Fenugreek of Meister Sheni Te Ochel Tzimchonin. So it should be eaten while it's Tzimchonin, which is more of a tender period of time. It was an earlier in the process where the fenugreek was softer and more tender, and it should be eaten then. Machlekes, is it also eaten then, or Dafka should only be eaten then? So the way the Rav and the Rambam and the Perish the Mishnais learned that it means that it should only be eaten in an earlier stage, and it should not be left over. Like the Rav and the Rambam say, because if you leave it over, it's not going to be fitting to eat once it gets hard. Now, Lamaisa, what one could do, the Taisi Santif explains, and this is B'Shem the Ravid, is that eventually, if it does get, I think when it dries out, one can then still put it together with other foods or combine it with bread, you know, so you can take the fenugreek and make it into something more chashuv, and that's maybe why one would want to leave it around. But the concern the Mepharshim explained, that the Pharisees all explained in the Shem his father, and this is all based, I think, on the Ravid, because Taisi Santif brings this too, is the real concern is that, besides the fact that the Rav and the Rama both say, if you leave it around, we're concerned it's not going to be fitting to eat. So it sounds like it's going to get lost. So, but besides that, there's another concern that if it becomes tameh, and since fenugreek is not normally a food that's eaten, this food that's going to become tameh, you're going to redeem it and feed it to your animal. And we're going to see, according to Rabbi Tarfon, at least with a different type of food, but there's an issue of redeeming something to feed it to your animal. Dafka, when you redeem Meister Sheni, when it's tameh, because you're allowed to redeem it when it's tameh. It's not like truma. Truma you can't redeem when it's tameh. Meister Sheni you can redeem when it's tameh, but it's dafka should be redeemed. Pashtus, that you should be able to then eat it. That you should be the one eating it. But if somebody's redeeming it, so now that they could feed it to their animal, that's not like a derech kavod, so one shouldn't do that. Either way, one should then, therefore, te'ochel tzimchon, you should eat it in the earlier process. Don't leave it around to wait for these things, because it either may get lost or it become tameh and you can't be, you'd be redeeming it to feed it to your animal, which you shouldn't do. Vishal truma. So if you have this fenugreek of truma, so here you're never going to redeem it because you can't redeem truma. And really, it sounds like midirais, it's not really, since it's not really a food, it's only a yedei adchak, so we're more makel by it. But Beishamai says, kol maaseh, so Beishamai erim, kol maaseh b'tahara. Everything that you do with this, you have to do b'tahara, chutz michafifasa. In other words, you should treat it like all truma, that a person should wash their hands before dealing with truma. Anybody that touches truma, so it shouldn't be metame truma. So in order that people should know that it's truma, and they shouldn't, like the Rav explains, feed it to non-kohanim, therefore they were machmir, and Beishamai said that everything, that all your dealings you should do, betara, clean your hands before you deal with it. Chutz mechafifas, except for when you use it to cover your head, because they used to put it around their head. So if somebody would wear this fenugreek on their head, they didn't have to clean their hands, according to Beishamai, before they dealt with it, because there's less, obviously, no talk colors that are going to come out of that. Uvesil oimin, kol maaseh b'tumah, vesil is more makel, and they say not only that, you don't ever have to wash your hands when you're dealing with fenugreek. You can deal with it while your hands are tameh. Chutz mishriyasa, except when it actually is being soaked with water, because then the water is a hachshara, it's machshara to be mekabel tumah. And in that case, you would actually be metamet with your hands. And only this do they asr for a hecker, that you should know that it's truma. But otherwise, you don't have to make any other hecker. Rather, you can deal with it with your hands being tameh as well. Even if you have in mind to eat it and not just put it on your head.